Okay, dear. Well, it's good to see each one of you, or at least to know that you're here. And I'm
很高兴哈, 看到或听到, 你们在里面。
So we're just going to take the word of God and see what we can glean from it, what he can show us.
那我们再来, 好好的仔细的来从神的话语来, 吸取, 看看他要告诉我们什么。
Let's just bow our heads.
我们再次一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father, as we come before you and before our people,
天父我们到你的面前,
we're asking you to take your word,
求你把你的话语,
take it to our hearts,
把它放在我们的心里面,
as only you know how to come to our hearts and make us to recognize and realize that this is what your truth is.
唯有你的灵可以把它放在我们的心里面, 让我们能够明白真理,
always remembering, Lord, in my heart, that you said you know that man is dust.
那我们常常记得你了解我们不过是尘土所造,
but showing us that you and the Trinity is all that the world needs to find peace, joy, and satisfaction.
认识三位一体的神是我们的 一个最重要可以让我们在世上得到满足的一个最重要的关键。
Amen.
奉耶稣的名, Amen.
We're going to review for a minute.
我们稍微有一点点的,
or it probably will be longer than a minute. But anyhow, we're going to take the part of the Lord's Prayer that has to do with the heavenlies.
那我们当我们在学这个耶稣教导我们祷告的这样的一个内容的时候，事实上是跟天上有关系的。
And what the heavenlies are promising, what God is promising us through this prayer.
那借着这个祷告呢，会把天上神给我们的应许带下来。
Remember, we're to pray to Him, our Father in heaven, hallowed be Your name.
记得，首先我们要 称他是父亲，以父亲的身份跟我们的关系来祷告，而且他的名字是被尊为圣的。And
he wants us to know that your kingdom comes.
然后我们也愿意他的国度可以降临。And
your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
然后他的心意可以从天上被求下来到地上。That
is basically what Jesus was teaching them, the very fundamentals of what the kingdom of God, what God, the kingdom of God, and what Jesus and the Holy Spirit will do.
那这个基本上是告诉我们说，耶稣来到这里，把天国带要带下来，然后圣灵要来成全这个天国的啊啊到地上。Let me see
if I can make it just a little clearer.
那我再更确切的讲一下。
We see that first, our Father, He recognizes and wants us to recognize that His Father in heaven.
那首先我们要知道说我们有一个天上的父亲。
And when he said, hallowed be your name, he was saying, Lord, you're the source of all holiness. Holy is your name.
所以呢,要认识这个父亲的话,就是对他的名字的这个圣洁的这个名字呢,都在里面。等于说,这个父亲是那么的圣洁,所有的成全完全都在神的里面。
We see here that the Father is the source of all holiness.
所以他是所有的这个圣洁的资源,
now sometimes people have thought that holiness was a doctrine.
很多人说,哦,圣洁这是一个教义的名词吧。
Others have thought that holiness was a denomination.
或者有人说,啊,这个当然是教派的名称吧。
But holiness is the whole walk of God from the time he begins with us until we meet him in our heavenly home.
事实上,圣洁是当你开始进入神的家,认识他之后,从那一个时候开始,走回家的整个路程的一个形容,一个含挂。
So the source of all that we are and can be is in Him.
所以我们需要成为圣洁,而且我们有成为圣洁的资源都在于神。
So we see the Father's part.
是可以做,可以有的,我们有时候想说很难,可以有的。这个,因为这个是父亲的部分,要分给我们儿女的。And
then he talks about your kingdom come.
然后说你的国度降临。
Now, who's going to bring in the kingdom?
谁把国度带下来呢?
The word of God tells us that his son Jesus is come to build the kingdom and will bring the kingdom.
那就是他的儿子耶稣基督了，因为他到世上来把神的国度从天上降临，从上面下来。
So in those first few sentences, we see we have the Father.And what he does, what his source is, source of all of it,
提供给我们所有的资源
and Jesus who is building the kingdom,
然后耶稣下来建立他的国度
and then he went on to say, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
接下来所有这一切的心意要从天上到地上来能够成就在地上
Jesus said, I must go away.
所以耶稣在最后他说我一定要离开
Why?He said, because I must send the Holy Spirit.
因为一定要差遣圣灵来到世上。
Now, he tells what the Holy Spirit will do.
圣灵要做什么呢?
And we see then that this part of doing the will of God on earth as is in heaven is the part that the Holy Spirit helps accomplish God's will in our lives.
刚才提到的、那个最后那个祷告的这个、原则呢说愿你的旨意成就在地上这个工作就是圣灵来的工作
We cannot do that
我们没办法做的
Because we're man
因为我们只够就是人
We're frail and we're sinful
我们呢本来就有罪性然后呢我们也会失败
But when Jesus brings us into the kingdom through his blood
但是当耶稣为我们、在十字架上流了宝血之后
Then the blessed Holy Spirit he said that will dwell in us is going to give us the power and strength and ability as we trust him and obey him to get us to heaven.
那当我们接受了耶稣的赦免之后圣灵就可以进到我们的生命里面来我们的心里面来然后好让我们有能力好让我们可以持守我们这条道路。
See how inclusive that very first part is telling us what God is? What Jesus Christ will do, how the Holy Spirit will help.
那基本上这三个祷告呢，等于说你就引啊、包括了对天上的父亲、我们的救主，还有圣灵的工作的一个啊、一个交通、一个祈求。
This is why when we use the Holy Spirit, when we use the Lord's Prayer as a prayer, we don't recite it.We need to pray it from our hearts.
我们用主的祷告文不是拿来用嘴巴念，而是放在我们的心里面来真正的跟神的连接。
Now then there's the requirements of us.
那接下来我们跟神求。
And we see that in that part of the prayer too.
那我们的需要我们跟神求这也是我们祷告的必须要做的。
You see, to pray to our Father about the source of a holy life takes faith.
那前面我们啊、向着神的这个资源来交通来祷告的时候我们需要信心
That's why millions and billions on this earth they have no faith in God of the heavens
那很多人对天上的这一位看不见的神的这个信心是没有的
And he cannot work in their lives
那记得如果没有你对他没有信心的话他的工作做不了在你身上做不了
And it cannot work in your life.
你的生命没有办法转变
faith. It's the substance of everything is of what we hope for. It's what we have to have to be able to let our hope expand.
人非有信你就没有办法看到期待盼望到神要为你做的
So the first little thing that our faith grasps hold of is that he is real. He is God.It's not a fantasy. It's not something made up. But the truth of it is he's there. And we know it without a doubt.
首先你确认有一位神。我知道确认有一位神。他是真实的。不是一种假象也不是一种、自己想的寄托。
See, that's what Satan uses his against God. Constantly trying to make people, even children of God,to doubt God. Oh, God doesn't hear me. God doesn't do. And long before long, our faith has just hit the bottom.
正因为这个信心呢，我们的信心是那么的重要，以至于撒旦 魔鬼常常要攻击偷窃我们这个对神的这个确切性的这个信心，所以让我们质疑，不管是我们信的，让我们质疑。
Someone has said, I think it was they drew a picture of a cage.
那有人就用这样的一个图案来表示，好像画了一个笼子。
And in there they made a statue, that they said was God.
然后把一个神的一个像呢，就做了一个他的像哈，然后把它放在这个笼子里面。
And there he sat.
他就坐在里面。
Looking even a bit downhearted and discouraged.
看着他的儿女们很沮丧。
Why? Because we put him in a cage where he can do nothing. Because he said it is impossible that he can do if we don't have faith.
当我们质疑神或没有信心的时候，就有点像把神放在一个笼子里面，以至于他就不能做。人非有信，就没有办法让他来做事情。
That picture of the cage was a man's idea, but I think the thought behind it is really very true.
那这个画一个笼子把神摆在里面的这个想法是人的一个想象。可是呢，可以让我们更了解说人的没有信的情况。
Why do you think we don't see as many miracles as God would love us to see? Because for many of His children, their faith is far too weak.
那神迹或者是说神的各种工作的显现，为什么越来越少呢？那因为我们的信心是越来越小了。
You know, when we pray, Your kingdom come.This requires hope.
当我们说你的国降临的时候，这是一个盼望。
Now we have our faith. We have our trust in God.
我们已经信靠他，我们相信他。
But in our trust now, we're believing that this is going to happen. This is going to come to fulfillment.
那你的相信会对未来要来的一定有一个肯定，说一定会有一个确据，一定会实现。
You see, God works many times, we think slowly.
有时候呢，我们会觉得神的速度在成就好慢啊。
Most of the time, we can't even see Him working.
你有时候连那个进度都看不到。
But He is.
但是他在做。
You know, today, I saw something on the YouTube.
今天呢，我在 YouTube 看了一个东西。
It was an African president.
有一个非洲的总统。
He was saying there that,It's true. White people are ruling this world.
他说真的是就是白人在领导主导这个地球。
Through the UN, it's the white man that pretty well takes over the UN in the great decision.
你看联合国里面就是这样啊，这些白人在做决定啊。
And that hit me hard.
那这个对我来讲一个很大的一个冲击。
Because that only needs a seed like that for all the many, 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 many nations of this world that is not white.
你要记得这个话一喊出去的时候，那些不是白人的国家会怎么反应？
Now the Lord tells us in His word that there's going to be a time when there's going to be a one world government.And the Antichrist will rule.
神的话告诉我们，历史上会发生一件事，以后将会发生一件事，就是这个假基督或敌基督的会来。那么在来的时候呢，会成为一个整个是全球一个政府的状态。
And I thought, Lord, is this a time when this seed of distrust and dissatisfaction among the colored people of different colors in the world than white?That they're going to begin to move the wheels and begin to get dissatisfied, and little by little they're going to cry out for a one-world government where everyone is equal.
这个种子一撒出去，这个事情一搅起来，我们想想看，是不是有很多就会有出现这种开始要抗争啦，或开始要就是到后来，或许我们以前没有，他的意思说，以前我们从来没有想过，怎么可能呢？各国各过的，可是现在呢，是不是会变成一个，到至少是黑的白的，会有一个联合了哈，然后慢慢就指向一个政府。
You see, God works this way. He puts a seed of prophecy.
那神已经把一些 线索放在这个预言里面。He put a seed,
like a seed of prophecy, a seed that grows, you know.
Okay, yeah, 就好像这样一样，就好像啊啊放了一个种子，种了一个种子在这个啊预言里面。
Now this particular seed he gave to Daniel.
那这个种子呢是在但以理书种下去的。
And he's holding that one day, Daniel, there would be this one world government under the Antichrist.
那这个啊预言是告诉但以理说有一天这个敌基督的会出来。
That was 2,500 years ago.
那个是在2500年前。
And now in our modern time, little by little, we've seen times would flare up.Against the injustice of the world, but now we see it's beginning to take like a flame.
那现在这个2500年这样子一直的演化进展到现在，你就可以看到它的那个扩张，它那个出来的是什么样子了。
But we don't fear that as God's children.
We don't fear.
We don't fear. That as God's children, we're not afraid of a one world government.
Okay, we 是神的儿女哈，所以我们是不害怕的，我们不会对这个有什么好恐惧的。
Because of the hope that's in our heart.
因为我们心里面有一个对神国度的盼望。
Because He's going to bring a kingdom that we are going to be a part of.
那他的国度一来的时候呢，我们是其中的一员。
Now you have to study prophecy.To see the steps that we're going to come to. But as the children of God, it's hope. We pray the kingdom come because we have a hope that is built on trust.
所以你看着圣经里面先知的预言，你会看到这个世界里面的演化一直直向那些等于说是不好的结果哈。但是我们心里面祷告说神啊，你的国降临的时候，我们心里面是有盼望的，我们是在其中的一份子。
And so we have to understand that also talks about in this is love. He doesn't say the word, but love becomes the incentive for us to obey God.
那这个当中呢，除了我们有信心而能够持守我们的盼望以外呢，这个当中还有一个很重要，就是我们对这一位我们所信的神，我们的天父的一种爱。
Now the Jewish people,They feared God, and so they would do all the different rules and try to keep all of them, not out of love. And Jesus, he said, this isn't right, this isn't, and it will not bring them into the kingdom.
犹太人就是以色列国，他们基本上是以一个害怕神敬哈，尊敬神，害怕敬畏神为基础的，所以他们需要做守很多的法律，怕做错事。
But he said,That we will love him, and love will be a driving force. We'll love one another. So it's out of love for him that we obey his word.
当我们这些犹太人以外的人，我们信了耶稣之后呢，我们基本上呢就是从爱开始的。我们的心里面呢对他有一种被吸引，然后我们也愿意用爱来回应他。
You see, there's so much wrapped up in those a couple lines.
所以这些呢其实是几句话而已哈，但是这话里面有太丰富的内涵。
The depths of God's word is rich, powerful, and deep.
让我们看到说神的话真的是很深的，而且是很有全能的，它真的是非常有经义的。
But now we're going to come to the things that he's going to talk about you and I.
那现在呢我们从他的国度他的心意来到你个人我个人的事情了。
Now it tells us I'm the Father, I'm the Holiness, I'm the Hope, I'm that one that loves you, and then it goes on to say this.
我的父亲是圣洁的神，我的父亲爱我，我的父亲他有他的计划，来到这个时候，今天的我跟他的关系。
He said, give us this day our daily bread.
日用的饮食求你赐给我日用的饮食。
Suddenly, from the prayer being out there, speaking to him, he's coming into you and me.
从一个整个外面的这个国度也好，或者神的心意也好，从天上到地上，来到我跟神求。
You see, today, in our situation, that seems like a little what seems a little far-fetched to us.
今天的这个情况啊，是我们绝对想不到的。
Why, we have bread and rice and meat and all kinds of things today.
这个祷告对我们可能是很轻易的一个想法啊，因为谁没有面包吃呢？谁饿着了呢？什么都有。
Probably a half to two-thirds of our world today doesn't know where their next meal is coming from.
至少有一半或三分之二的地球上的人不知道这句话的意义到底是什么，给我日用的饮食。
So God's word isn't just for the developing world. God's word is for everybody.
但是我们要记得，既然是耶稣叫我们这样祷告，这个话语本身不是只有给某些人的，是给全人类的。
But what I think he's saying here, and when he talks about our daily bread, he's talking about our daily needs.
那基本上日用的饮食，我们先要把它焦点放在这个日用。每一天我的需要。
So we have to understand that in saying this, he's saying, I really care for you.
意思是说，我知道，我相信我的父亲是关心我的，而且他也告诉我们，我是关心你的。
I really care about you.
真的是关心你。
I really care that you have what you need.
关心你的需要。
And I'm here for you to ask me.
而且呢，我要你来跟我要，跟我求你的需要。
So we see then that the need may not be just bread.
那这个需要讲到这个这个饮食的时候呢，不是只有有形的吃的东西食物。
Our needs may be in different areas.
那还有其他各方面的需要。
Right now in this particular time of my life, you know what I need?
那现在我这个很特别的一个时段，我需要什么呢？
Not bread, I have plenty of that.
那讲到面包的话，我够吃的。
I don't need a nice house to be over my head to keep me clean, to keep me safe.
那我有一个房子可以遮蔽，而且呢，这个房子可以帮助我在里面安全。
But at this stage in my life, I need physical strength.
那现在我最需要就是我的这个里面的这个力量，就是我要活下去这个每一天的力量。
Sometimes now it's even hard for me to get dressed.
有时候连穿衣服、换衣服都没有办法。
I do one thing and I'm tired. Maybe I have to sit down.
稍微动一下就很累了，然后要坐歇下来。
Until finally I get it all finished.
然后慢慢的就把它该做的都完成了。
So he gives me strength.
所以他真的是给我力量。
Now I recognize that it is because of my sickness.
当然我是有病的人。
And the medicine I take.
而且呢那些化疗的药呢是对我是很厉害的。
But he does. He gives me strength.
在这个之下神给我提供给我每天的力量。
Speaking to you today, speaking is, takes a lot of strength out of you.
当我可以对你们来讲这些就已经是需要很多能力。
But the times that I speak,I feel the strength of God.
那当我在跟你讲神的话的时候，我可以很清楚的知道神的能力在我的身上帮助我。
I don't know what your need is at this particular time of your life.
不知道你现在对你来说你最大的需要是什么，在这个关节点。
But God is there to meet it.
但是记得神说跟我求。
So what he's saying is, here I am. If you need what you need, talk to me.And I know how to give it to you.
每一天的需要告诉我，神这样子期待哈，告诉我，我就可以给你，因为它是资源。
Now recognize when he said, I'll give you your bread, daily bread. He didn't say a warehouse of bread.
日用的饮食哈，不是你存起来的饮食。
You see, the prayer is for our need, not our greed.
这个需要就是我真的就是需要这些，而不是你的那种他讲是贪心，好像就是今天更多的都要。
See, it's a one day at a time.
就是一天就这样求一次。
We're not going to live for the whole week, we're going to live for today.
不要把你的想法呢来想到整个礼拜就是你求的就是今天你就够了。
I'm going to ask you a question.
那我要问你一个问题。
What do you need today?
那今天就在今天你正需要什么?
All of us have needs.
那我们每一个人都有个人的需要。
He said, I care about your need.
因为他 关心我们。
When we have faith to believe in him and to trust him, we can come to him with our needs.
你有这种信心、信任、信靠他，每一天你需要的神要给你。
You know, for many years and in many places today, I couldn't tell you how much of the earth, people only get, sometimes only work for the money they get for that day.
在以前呢，很多人呢，甚至都只能赚到今天我要用的。
If our eyes could be open to look across our world, we would be astonished.
如果我们好好的去回溯一下到今天，实在是变化太多了。
I was listening to a preacher that said he was in India and he was taking a 3-hour ride to go see something.
有一个传道人去印度的时候呢，他需要坐三个小时的车去看一个东西。
He said those 3 hours changed his life.
他说这三个小时在车上呢，改变了我的生命。
He said as I looked out the window,
当我从窗外看出去
，I saw not hundreds, not thousands. He said it looked like millions.Of just paper shacks, some of them just some cardboard box or maybe some kind of paper that they had. But hundreds and hundreds as far as the eye could see, that's the kind of home they lived in.
Okay. 当我从窗外看出去，好像三个小时可能经过上千的哈，上万的房子了哈。然后他说呢，这些房子呢，几乎都像好像有这种纸糊的啊，或者是非常不坚固的或者是很微薄的一些材料搭起来的房子。
So around the world, the Christians, those that love the Lord, have many different kinds of needs, but he's telling them, daily, I will meet your needs.
那当然不同的地方我们有不同每一个人神的儿女的每一天的需要。那他神就很清楚说你把你今天的需要来跟我求我给你。
Now we don't know, there may come a time here in America,where we may be crying out to get some daily bread.
谁知道会有一天呢，我们说不定会到这个地步，就是求今天能够吃得饱。
So now we see that he's telling us, I care for you.
所以等于说呢，
I care for you day by day.
我每一天都关心你。
And if you have your faith and trust in me,
就只要你对我有信心。
And you look to me, I'm there to help you.
你仰望我。你信靠我，我就在这里，随时帮助你。
So many times when we pray, we don't say this and we don't even think it, but I believe deep inside we think it. I know I wasn't going to get it anyhow.
有时候我们是这样跟神要，可是心里想说他不会给我的啦。
But you see, that's not God's fault. That's our fault.
你知道这个不是神的问题，是你的问题。
You need to build your faith in God.
你需要真的深植在你的里面有一个信心。
And there's only two ways of doing that.
那只有两个
方面。One is praying, and the other is reading the word of God and getting something out of it.
你怎么样让你的信心可以把它养得大，把它培植起来，让它刚强起来呢？就只有两个事情。一个是你一定要去念神的话，圣经。还有一定要去祷告跟神说话。
Okay, now we're leaving the temporal things he told us how to meet our need. Now we're going into that which is spiritual.
那这个是一个我们这个身体的需要啊，或者是我们心灵的需要，可以这样讲哈。我们灵魂体，我们身体的需要，我们灵魂的魂里面的需要，来到灵里面的需要。
He's talking about our sins now.
那谈到我们的罪性。
And he said, now I will forgive, and we're crying out, forgive us our sins, Lord. Forgive me.
好，首先呢，就是谈到我们的罪的问题。啊，那等于说呢，主啊，你要饶恕我。
And
sometimes
we think that's the only thing. Lord, forgive me, forgive me.
那我们说，主啊，饶恕我，就是这样。
But Jesus, in this prayer, qualifies our forgiveness.
那在这里的饶恕，耶稣把他讲得很清楚。
He went on to say, "For we also forgive everyone who is indebted to us."
饶恕我，就像我饶恕别人。
Just as real as we need our daily bread, many times we need daily forgiveness.
我们日用的需要神给我们，其中一个日用的一个祈求就是让我可以被 被你免我的债，就像我免了人家的债，就像我饶恕人一样，就是每天的饶恕。
We feel our need for food.
我们的需要是需要吃的。
But do we feel our forgiveness, what we need to be forgiven?
那有没有每一天都觉得说我们需要神的赦免呢？
So as bread is to our body, forgiveness is to our soul.
这个粮食是对我们的身体。
And you see here, Jesus is representing sin with the idea of being indebted. You and I are indebted. Our sins, or we do things that are wrong, we are indebted to God.
所以呢，意思是说呢，我们对神是有亏欠的，我们有债，我们欠他债。
So he forgives us our sins. We owe him a debt. It's a debt to God. It's a wonderful gift he's given to us.
当我们信耶稣的时候，我们是被完全的免了这个债，我们是被赦免的。等于说呢，我们他的这个恩呢，对我们来讲是我们是欠他的。
So if you can think of the fact, every sin God has forgiven you, we are indebted to Him for loving us enough to forgive us.
那我们欠他什么呢？神要不是要我们还他这个？这个债，因为他是没有条件的赦免我们，但是我们欠他的耶稣的意思是说呢，我们欠去饶恕别人的这个方面，他我们被饶恕了，同样的，我们就要把这个恩报在欠我们的人身上。
I'm sure through your lifetime there have been some that you have hated.
我相信我们有一些人心里面是有一些恨的。
Oh, I know I have.
哦，当然我自己也有。
When I see them, I could hardly stand to look at them.
当我看到那个我恨的对象的时候，我根本就不想看他们。
And I would resent it when others like them.
连别人去喜欢他们，我的心里面的感受。
Oh, I know what hate is.
我知道什么叫做恨。
And I know what it does to us.
那我也知道那个会对我们有什么影响。
But what he's saying here is, we need to get in our heart and in our spiritual minds that we are indebted to God.And so we must forgive others because we are indebted to God because he forgave us.
那这里是提醒我们说，一方面提醒我们说，神赦免我们，我们是欠他很多很多，所以我们也要把这个来饶恕别人欠我们的人。
So he's really saying to us that when we forgive one, we will show forgiveness, when we're forgiven, we will show others by forgiving them.
这个是相对的，如果你真的尝过被赦罪的滋味，那么你也一定会想要去赦免别人。
I had to do that.
饶恕别人，对不起。
I had to learn that.
那我也需要学习。
I had to recognize that I could not hold that their sin against me, which I feel they sinned against me.I could not hold that anymore, that when God forgave me, I also must forgive others.
这个意思是说，即使是真的是对方得罪了我，欠了我啊，我不能把这一笔债记在我的心里面，怀在我的心里面，总是记得或者里面有怨有恨。我需要像天父没有条件的饶恕我一样，我也要把这样的一个饶恕给别人。
Some of you might may be saying, backing up, Sister Schwartz, I really can't forgive them.
那我们都有这种经历哈，我们会对妈咪说，我很难，不，没办法。
But you see, we have got to.
但是我们需要。
My commandment from God.
因为这是神的吩咐，几乎像个命令一样。
Sometimes we have to wrestle with Satan over this thing.
那有时候我们要摔跤的对象是。
He doesn't want to let you go.
是撒旦，因为
撒旦。He wants you to harbor that hatred in you.
撒旦就是这种这种恨啊，毁灭的一个就是他的伎俩哈。所以他不要你放下。你对别人的那个就是那个他欠你的债，所以他一定会想要让你不能饶恕，那么你需要跟他摔跤。
That's one place we fall before God and crying out to the Holy Spirit. That's why he sent the Holy Spirit.
那你怎么摔跤呢？你要赶快到神的面前。
I say, I can't do it in myself.
你有圣灵来帮助你祷告，你跟神承认说，我真的没有办法，我也没有能力来饶恕。
And you, I'm asking you,
我求你。
And you will be surprised.Someday or sometime in praying, you will finally get in from your heart, you'll be saying, I will forgive, and God will bring freedom.
把你的不能啊，刚才他提到说跟撒旦摔跤，不是去面对撒旦哈，是说我们要赶快投身到神的面前，继续的跟他说我没有办法，我没有办法，然后圣灵一直帮助我们，到有一天你会从心里面很自由的，很甘心的来放掉这一笔债。
Can I tell you a secret?
我来告诉你一个秘诀。
That I found in my life?
我自己的经验。
And everyone else does?
或许别人也有。
When you hate someone,
如果你恨某一个人，
You have put yourself in a prison.
那等于说你把自己关在一个监狱里面。
You think about it?
你就想着。
You get that anger up?
然后呢，那个每次一想了就生气。
You're in bondage to them.
所以因为某某人欠你，使你就好像把你自己关在一个牢笼里面。
The person you're hating,
你恨的对象
doesn't even care.
他或许根本都不知道。
That doesn't give them one little bit of thought, usually.
你这样子啊，他根本没有想到，也没有去在意。
You are the one in bondage,
是你本身变成了这个债的奴隶了。
But all the glorious freedom.
哇，这个是荣耀的释放。
When we're willing before God,
当我们愿意在神的面前祈求
，to forgive them just like God forgave you,
饶恕对方就像神饶恕我一样。
If there's anybody here today that's harboring hate,
如果今天你还在这个争这个恨
，get rid of it. Ask God to help you, so that you can clear that thing and become free.
下定你的决心，因为这神主要我们祷告的哈，下定你的决心，跟神求，一直求，一直到你得到自由，你被释放了，你心里面已经自由了，饶恕了。
And the last one I want to go over.
那再一点
is what he's talking to us about. Remember, he's dealing with us.
记得哦，现在是神针对我们啊，就是要我们跟他求的。
He said this, and do not lead us into temptation.
让我们不要遇见试探。
But deliver us from, he didn't just say evil, he said the evil one.
救我们脱离凶恶，在这个原文里面哈，就是谈到这个不是只有说这个凶恶哈，是凶恶者。
So we recognize that there is someone or ones that are keeping us.And tempting us,
某一个特定的对象
trying to make us fall and to fail God.
我们是有一个对象的哈，一个对象特定的要来引诱我们，要来好像要来就是让我们就离开神，不要信神。
Now the word temptation really means test.
那试探本身它的本意呢，就是一种考试考验。
So I want us to recognize we have to separate this into two different categories.
那我们要把它分成两个范围。
Sometimes God allows this as we come up in life to test us.
那有时候是神容许，好让我们能够被考验，之后呢能够通过考验。
To see how much we really love Him, how much faith we have in Him.
让我们可以发现说到底我爱他多少，我真的是真心的吗？
You see, he's building a kingdom.
因为他要建立他的国度。
And he wants only those who really, really are dedicated in their love for him.
那么那些在国度里面的人，就是一定是那些很坚定而且很委身的信他的人。
He allowed that to happen to Job.
所以呢神就像约伯一样容许这种试探临到约伯。
And we can read a lot of a book of Job to see how the reactions of Job.
你可以从约伯的那么多的篇章看到约伯的那个反应是什么。
But if you go through that book, you will never see where Job blamed God.
那在里面有一件事情是他们什么都谈哈，什么都那个，但是呢，就一件事情你们不会看到，约伯从来没有怪，没有责怪神。
Then there's another way that I think was James said. Sometimes we're drawn away by our own desires. We're tempted by our own desires.
那我们刚才说是撒旦在始作俑者，但是呢，雅各跟我们更清楚的说，你里面我们里面的私欲是跟这个跟个试探是。放在一起工作的，就是我们的，因为我们的私欲呢就被勾引了。
Oh, let me tell you something about testing. I forgot.
那刚才我要讲这个考验。
That if you come through your testing, your temptation is pure as gold. You have you have taken another step in your maturity as a child of God.
如果你经过这个不管是魔鬼的刻意的试探或者是一个神容许的考验出来之后呢，你考过了，那么你就会像一个被烧过的纯金，非常的非常的完全，非常的好。
We see that in James 1:13.
而且更成熟，其实你就更成熟了。
God, it means that God, while He does not tempt men to do evil,
神不会试探人的。
He allows His children to pass through periods of testing.
但是神会容许他的儿女会经过这种考验。
But the disciples were aware of their weakness.
当门徒们他们有的人都不知道自己到底我的软弱在哪里。
So he's not telling them they should desire such testing.
神没有说哦，你要因为要让你烧出来像纯金一样，所以呢，你就要去找这个考验考试。
But it's when James said when we're drawn away, testing is one thing, but James said when we're drawn away by our own desires, our own lusts.
那当这个不其然的来的时候呢，你会发现有时候是被你里面的私欲把你牵引，就把你带开了。
So we have to understand when it comes to testing, tempting us, it has a two-faceted face. One is that God may be testing us.The other is that we are being drawn away by our own fleshly desires.
所以当试探来的时候，有时候是神要让你看到你里面有私欲在让你往下面坠。
Now we come to the part where it's the man prayed.
等一下因为他刚才有讲到两点他没有那我就把它做一点就是把两点讲清楚。一个是试探，然后呢是神看到我们有私欲，然后他要帮助我们能够经验我们。另外一个是我们神容许我们经过这些试炼考验之后呢，让我们更成熟。
You say, and then you went on to say, lead us not into temptation.
那叫我们不要遇见试探。
Now, how many people have prayed this prayer, lead me not into temptation, and then they walk right into it?
有没有很多人说哦，叫我不要遇见试探，然后呢，就马上掉到试探里面去呢？有没有人这样呢
？So we see here that what he's our part of it is when he says lead us not into temptation that we don't in ourselves put ourselves into that place of temptation.
那基本上呢，就是说我们自己无意识的这个试探来，这个不说但是。如果我们自己这样求的话，我们自己就要远离试探，不要靠近试探。
So when we say, if we truly pray, lead us not into temptation.
如果你真心的求说叫我不要遇见试探。
We will be able to live this out in several ways.
那我们就要有几个因应措施。
It will mean don't ever boast about your strength.
首先不要自夸说哦我没问题，面对试探我绝对没问题。
I remember a woman one time.
有一次有一个姊妹。
She was pretty hard on somebody about a particular sin.
那她曾经指责另外一个人的一个非常大的一个罪。
She knew she was stronger than this.
那她自己觉得说只有你这种人才会做这种事，我绝对不会。
She got into the same sin.
但是没想到后来她走进了跟前面那个她指责的人的同样的罪里面。
So never boast in your strength. Don't think you're too strong to be what some people are.
不要夸口说我才不会那么软弱。
You see, if we do this, we don't know down the road when we might be tempted in the same thing and fall just like they did.
因为果不其然在你的生命当中就会碰到同样的试探而你进去了你就掉进去了。
So we don't follow worldly thinking, and we don't lean to our own understanding. We must trust God even for some things that we think we are so strong, but oh God, I'm strong in your power.
我们一方面不要靠近试探。第二个，我们一定要靠着主来面对这些。我们即使你觉得说你现在的信心很好，你说主啊， 谦卑地跟主说，主啊，我是靠着你才能够不进入试探。
So be very careful.
所以要小心，要谨慎。
As you judge others.
不要去论断别人。
As you look at them and think, I would never do that.
有时候我们说，我绝对才不会这样。
I would never be like that.
我不会像他一样。
Be careful.
小心一点。
We can do anything under the sun when we are drawn away with our own lust and our own understanding.
啊，我们说这个日光之下没有心事哈，你可能也会跟对方一样，有一天就会进入这种事。
I'd never be one of those that desires trials. Oh, I could do that. I could go through that.
接下来不要有这种好像说我因为我要更刚健，我要来试看看，这我刻意的要来试看看。
We only remember this that trials maybe test your commitment to God.
那这个考验本身会来考验你对神的委身。
And then we see that temptation shows us our weakness, so we better be careful.
那既然试探是在好像在找我们里面那个私欲跟他一起工作，所以呢你不能不小心的。
If you overcome this, it will mature you.
那当然如果我们碰上了，神没有说我们不会有试探啊，我们可以求。我们小心，那当我们碰上的这个考验的时候呢，我们会更刚强，我们会更成熟。
There were many famous radio or television evangelists that grew their churches, their power, their money grew very, very dramatically.
我们看到很多这种电视上的一些布道家哈、牧师，然后他们的那个节目做得很大很大。很多观众也募了很多钱。
And the next thing you knew, they fell into sin.
然后你也听说后来他们就犯罪了。
I in my own heart feel like when they started their ministries, there was never a thought of that.
我自己认为当他们开始要做这些事工的时候，从来没有想到要犯这些罪。
But as their fame grew, their pride grew.
因为呢他们出名了，然后呢就骄傲了。
As their power grew,
然后呢权势也有了。
As the money came in, and they became very self-sufficient with far more than they needed.
有钱的时候呢他们就觉得他们什么都有，什么都不需要了。
All these things became temptation.
那这些都会成为我们的试探。
And they kept to their own worldly thinking and their own understanding.
然后加上去呢自己原来的那个世俗的价值观，世俗的想法。
So remember this.
所以记得。
When you are tempted,
当你
it may be a testing from God.
面对试探，或者是神在考验你的时候。
Or it may be a weakness of the flesh.
或许呢，你
and you better be careful.
心里面有软弱。
It's coming from the evil one.
那你要记得，有一个对象就是要让你失败。
But remember this.
记得。
If you overcome,
如果你胜过了
，you will become more mature.In your next step to heaven.
那你下一步你在靠近这个天堂的时候呢，回家的路上你下一步呢就更刚强。
So never go into temptation.
所以就不要进入试探。
Never let yourself get mixed up in allowing by going into it.
不要容许自己好像就不在意的就更靠近他。
But I want to tell you there is another one that you have to be very careful of.
另外一个你要小心的。
Never lead others into temptation.
不是只有你哦，不要把别人带进试探。
There was a scripture about those who were taking the little ones and leading them into temptation, and they were hated by God.
那
He said it was better if they'd never been born.
那圣经也告诉我们说，我们让人家绊倒，就把他带，就连别人把他拖进去了。这个神是很憎恶的。
So we recognize then.That this is the next part, the next part dealing with us about the Lord.
所以我们今天讲的部分是针对我们自己跟神的关系的这样的一个祷告。
And it pretty much is finishing up his prayer.
那几乎就快完成。
Just longing for the kingdom of God to come. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done.
羡慕祈求神的国度，神的旨意。
That's our declaration.
那这是我
们的 We end up the prayer with our declaration.
这个是一个declaration, 一个大前提。
Not declaration. Declaration. Declaring.
Okay, 这是一个宣告啊，这个宣告。
So I hope that this has helped you.
所以希望这个可以帮助我们。
We're going on the next time we speak to finish up this particular section.
那最后我们要把它做一个部分的完成。
About how do we pray?
那我们到底要如何来祷告？
I thank you for your time and listening.
我很感恩
And more than anything else, I trust God gets it to our hearts.
大家这样子来听我讲，然后最重要的是希望你们得到。
That every time now, and when sometimes you may be feeling discouraged, get the Lord's Prayer and begin not to recite it, but to look at every verse and think about it and asking God, Oh God, keep me because the reward of eternal life.Is so great.
或许你的在这个很沮丧或低落的时候呢
，The things of this world is cheap.
再一次把主的祷告文很非常仔细的、很深刻的拿来跟神求。
So don't let the desires of your flesh or the power of Satan's temptation you break you.
所以求神帮助我们。
But keep holding on.
不要。靠近这个试探或者是掉进试探
Until God begins to make you a mature Christian.
以至于你就在你的生命里面就成长神就工作让你更成长
You see, that's the walk of holiness, the maturing of God's children.
这个就是所谓的圣洁的这个形成就我们走进了这个圣洁的我们的基督徒的这个天路了哈然后让我们越来越刚强，越来越成熟。
God bless you, love you. May you have a good week.
那我在这边祝福你们啊，神祝福你的这个星期，每一天的。